And welcome back to Flowery Branch. A Monday edition of the Coach's Show continues with Dave Archer, Wes Durham. Great to have Harry Douglas with us today. Man, I got to tell you, you like Arizona here. I mean, yesterday, your fifth 100-yard game of your career. Yeah. You had three of them last year. The final numbers, man, I mean, it's a pretty good day for you, HD. Nine catches, 116.
Yeah.
21 receptions in the last two games against Arizona for 237 yards. What is it about the Cardinals?
I don't know. I love playing them. I know the one of the coaches came to me before the game and was like, we ain't going to let you get all those catches today. And I was like, okay.
Harry, there was so much conversation about the Julio Jones-Patrick Peterson matchup that I think that it was kind of lost that with Roddy not going, your matchup with Antonio Cromartie was going to be as impactful in the game as the other one was, and it certainly proved out to be that way. Now, Cromartie's a guy that likes to talk quite a bit during the game. Let us in on some of that and how that was transpiring during the game.
It's funny. He didn't really even talk that much.
Well, you caught nine for 116 on him.
I know him, but through my brother. You know, my brother played at Florida State while he was there. So
right.
There wasn't too much talking going on.
Did you feel like that how did you feel like he tried to play you? It looked like maybe at some point they want to try to physical you up. They don't realize how strong you are, first of all, and then they don't realize how quick they are when they roll up on you.
Yeah.
Was there a decided style he wanted to try to play you, and it kind of had to change in the game?
Yeah, he wanted to press me, but once again, being able to have speed and quickness, and like you said, I'm a small guy, but I'm strong at the same time, being able to get off the jam, it was to my advantage.
So
when he came up and pressed, I was smiling.
Which is usually the case.
Yeah.
But and Dave mentioned this in the game yesterday on more than one occasion. They're not a lot of zone in them. I mean, they wanted to play man, right?
That's what we've seen on film. They love to play man. They have tremendous confidence in Peterson and Cromartie. So they bring a lot of pressure. You know, when you bring a lot of pressure, you got to play a lot of man. So that's what they came in and did. That was their identity before the game. That's what they did during the game.
Harry, coming into the game, I would be willing to bet that not a lot of people gave you guys an opportunity to win the football game. This was the number 11 defense in the league. They were third against the run. They were number four in scoring defense. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to block out the noise, especially when you guys have struggled a little bit as a team? How is it hard to block out the noise to get ready for a game like this?
I'll say for our team, it's not hard at all. Hmm. A reporter asked me after the game, y'all are 5-7. I stopped the reporter instantly. I was like, I don't know a record right now. All we focus on each week is being 1-0 and focusing on what we have to do to be successful on Sunday or whether it's a Monday. And we don't have no more Thursday games. So whatever we have to do to be successful as a team and being on the offensive side, whatever we have to do to be successful on the offensive side of the ball, that's what we need to do throughout the week and focus on.
Is it hard to be single-minded like that when – you probably, if you reflected, allowed yourself to reflect back or probably had people in your family that are reflecting back on games you probably should have won? Cleveland, Detroit, how hard is that?
It happens all the time. I mean, everyone around you, they're always talking about it, but it's part of being a pro. You got to be able to handle certain situations and know when to focus on certain things and when to block out certain things, when to listen to certain things. It's all about being a pro athlete.
Harry Douglas with us in the players segment of the Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. HD, I still have a hard time thinking you're a veteran guy. I mean, you have
it's
been.
It's crazy how time's flying.
I know. I mean, it really moves fast. I mean, came here in 08, missed 09 with the injury. Obviously missed a couple weeks in the middle of the season this year, early in the campaign. Take me through kind of, and I know we hear the adage, each team is different.
Yeah.
This team has had to compartmentalize probably a little more than any of the previous ones you've been on, though, right?
Yeah.
How difficult has that been? And I think a lot of people question the team, and yet every time Dave and I are fortunate enough to be around you guys, it doesn't seem like this is a team that's very fractured. Yeah. It seems like a team that's been together the whole year that just continues to try and keep battling.
Well, I'll be the first to tell you, dating back to last year and early on this year, man, it's hard at first when you have so many injuries to key players to do what you want to do and keep the identity that you want to have. But that's why you have a 53 man roster. You have everybody on the roster for a reason. And I think we did a great job. And I know and I can speak for receivers because that's the group I'm in.
Sure.
We have faith in every guy that's on our roster. I have 100% faith in the two practice squad guys. Mm-hmm. If they step up and come in and get a chance to play, they're going to do great. So that's pretty much how Smitty and TD wanted to build a roster when we came in this year. And I got to give a lot of credit to our O-line, man. Those are my guys. Stoney's playing big. Jake's playing big. Schrader's playing big. And you got the two veterans at the guard. So I think those guys are doing a great job, especially how we started off the year losing so many O-linemen. So I give my hats out to those guys.
Well, Harry, I think that you're the epitome of what any organization would like to have in their locker room. You're a guy that could very easily be a number two, maybe a number one on most teams in this league as a starter. In fact, you proved that last year. You went over 1,000 yards when they needed somebody to step up. You were the guy that stepped up. Right. Now you swallow your pride and step back into the number three role because Roddy and Julio, I mean, to me, that's what a team guy is. Having had a chance to meet you and then be with you over the last 7 years of your career, I know how much you want to be on the field and play. You want to be in the field every down. Yet there is that dimension to being a team player, just like you mentioned right there.
I'll say a lot of the great teams, you had that on. And like you said, I've been here since 08, and we have had great teams since I've been here in 08. And it's a lot of unselfishness. And whenever you have that on the squad, you're going to do great things. And it also plays a big part, like you said earlier, when you have injuries, when you have certain people go down, when you have the time to step up in a role that you have to step up in, you step up and do it. So, I mean, I've always been a team guy. It doesn't matter what I have to do to help the team win. I'm down for it, man.
It's been interesting to watch you guys develop this perimeter package during the year, too. Dave and I were fascinated in the preseason when we saw the 10 package with the four receivers.
Oh, yeah.
And now
– unstoppable.
It's remarkable. I mean, is it something you think is – and once Roddy gets back, and let's hope it's Monday night in Green Bay because you'll need all the weapons there. Is it something that you sense in practice? Man, I'll tell you now, if we can get this thing going, it could be dangerous.
Well, we sense that as soon as we signed Devin in the offseason, then we went to doing OTAs, and then we went to mini camp. So we pretty much know our 10 package was going to be big. No one else knew it, but we did. But that's not taking anything away from Levine, because I think Levine's a great player. I think Levine's going to be a great player down the line also. But he's doing he did a great job yesterday. But in our group, we're so close. And I say this, and I mean it when I say I think we may be the closest group of receivers in NFL history. Because you have so many guys that can get the ball every play if they wanted to. But, man, yesterday Roddy was so excited for me and Julio going out there balling and making plays. And I remember Eric Weems said before I went on the onside kick, he said, "I ain't going to let nobody touch you." And he went over there and knocked the guy out on the onside kick.
Hard to believe.
So he got a couple of those shots.
Guys yesterday.
Like, listen, when I mean it's a brotherhood, and our group is such a brotherhood, like – we do so many things outside of football to the point that when we come in football, we're even closer.
Yeah, well, it was well documented. I thought that was one thing that they brought across that you got a chance to see in Hard Knocks. A lot of that stuff is kind of fluff, but I thought that that point came across. When we come back, we take a break. When we come back, I want HD talk HD, have him talk about how Julio handled his business yesterday. I thought that his business, handling his business on the field, as opposed to talking about it, because there's a lot of people that wanted Julio to respond during the week, but he decided not to do that. We'll get Harry to talk about that in here a few
minutes. Can we cover one more thing as well? I know we need to kind of break down a little bit of the bowling thing, but and I don't know when it's going to go up online here, but were you not involved with HD and some of these guys in a bowling event here?
Well, all I know is I just admire how he rolls the rock.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit about the technique.
We need to get into the – can we do that before we're done?
Athlete, man. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Athletic.
Sneaky athleticism. Yes. Is that right? Which is what I said about Ryan's run yesterday. Once again, Matt Ryan showing us sneaky athleticism. Harry Douglas is with us, part of the players segment of the Coaches Show, live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, bowling. Athleticism and the Louisville Cardinals. Here we go with the L on for the folks on .com and what all that means. Once you have the pregame breakdown, we'll talk about that more with Harry Douglas after this on 92.9 The Game. And welcome back on a Victory Monday. The Coaches Show continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dave Archer, Wes Durham. Coming up, we'll get to the bowling and U of L and UK and all that. But you brought up a point going to break that I think a lot of people would be interested to know, and that's the Julio Jones situation.
Yeah, let us in, HD, if you can. I think that Julio is such a quiet guy. You don't see him do very much. Yeah. That maybe give us a little bit of idea of who he is, kind of a personality standpoint. Mm-hmm. And then how you felt like he handled his business from the time he heard that Patrick Peterson kind of challenged him on Wednesday all the way through Sunday. Walk us through that.
First of all, in our group of receivers, we all have crazy different personalities. And Julio, he's more like quiet, mild tone, chilled, relaxed. Every word that fits into that category, that's what Julio is. But going back to the game, I think he handled the situation very well. I think he handled the situation like a pro. Mm-hmm. I think he handled the situation the way he was supposed to. I think he went out and performed the way he wanted to and felt he had to. And I give my hat off to him. But I could tell his focus throughout the week of practice. I could tell his focus at the hotel. I could tell his focus when we was in the locker room before the game. So I already knew, and Roddy knew, that Julio was going to have a big game. Like, he was up for the challenge. He was ready for it.
Well, he's a big-time player. We know that. So what we need to do is we need to have somebody to talk some smack during the week. So that Julio Jones. Now, he's probably one of the best players on the field anyway. If he's that kind of focus, ain't nobody can cover him.
Yeah, you could tell. Him and Matt worked on a couple of extra things this week also to make sure they was on the same page. So they both went out to the game and they paid dividends.
Yeah.
The one-step move.
Oh, yeah.
That is serious.
It's fast, man.
It's ridiculous.
Speeding, it was a little bit like the little one little step slant you ran on Cromartie.
Speed and quickness is, it's hell. I don't know if I can say that.
No, you just did, and it's fine. It's good. Yeah,
that little one step slant you ran on Cromartie.
I'm working with you. We're working with you. Harry Douglas with us in the players segment this week. All right, a few more minutes left. All right, let's cover the bowling thing because you guys let the cat out of the bag on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And did they close the lane for the match that was on Hard Knocks? They did.
Oh,
right?
No. Actually, well, we had two lanes.
Okay.
And everybody else was still bowling throughout the alley. But
you had to get out of there for the league.
Everybody complains about my bowling.
Yeah, there's an issue, man.
Until I go to knocking the pins down.
But there's an issue. There's an issue.
What's the issue? What's the issue?
It's got a bit of a loop in it.
Yeah. But how many tell me that was a one-take scenario where they were talking all that smack on how you're ruling. You flipped it in the air, and if you haven't seen the piece, go see if you can find it. Harry's – the ball generally doesn't hit the ground till after it gets past the arrows if you've ever been bowling.
Yeah.
So that's about 15 feet in the air. And then you turned and walked away, and it was right
in the
pocket.
You know why I turned around? Whenever I bowl, it doesn't matter if I'm trying to pick up a spare or – I tell you, I use a house ball every time.
Yeah, we heard on the show.
I use a green – 12-pound house ball for my first roll, and if I have a spare, I usually use a 6 pink ball.
Okay.
But
Roddy didn't want you using the towel on the house ball.
Yeah, he didn't want me to use the towel, but it's all good. But listen, I could tell as soon as it come off my hand, I could tell what kind of roll I rolled.
Yeah.
So that's why I turned around, because I knew it was a strike as soon as it came off my hand.
Man, you talk about calling it now. The ball went halfway down the lane, and you walked away from that.
Yes.
That was pretty sweet.
If they don't put the rule in the league about, you know, touchdown celebrations with props, it would have to be one, right? You'd have to flip the ball in the air and then turn and walk, right?
No. I wouldn't do that one.
All right.
I may throw up my L's, though, for Louisville.
Okay.
Well, someone wanted me to do that the next time I got in.
All right. Did you and Corey Peters have something on the line?
Of course we did.
And?
I'm not going to say it on the air.
I understand.
But Corey Peters understands that the best team in that state is Louisville. and he better not dare to think it's Kentucky by any means.
Well, the heck of a game.
Yeah.
I think that I don't think most people thought that Kentucky was going to hang with.
Well,
with
it's a rival game. You expect anything.
Devontae Parker, big time player.
Wow.
Waking up the echoes of one Harry Douglas that rung up the numbers at Louisville.
I love him. I think he's a big time playmaker. I think he's the best receiver in the draft. No, I'm not biased because I went to Louisville, but I just think what he brings to the table, man, he's an exceptional athlete. He plays for Coach P. I talked to Coach P about him, and Coach P said he's one of the most humble guys he's ever coached and one of the best he's ever coached also. So I love his skill set. I love what he brings to the table.
Having been a guy that hung out in the locker room a little bit, and as a player, as you kind of get further and further away from college, you still kind of keep an eye cast towards the college game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Give me your top four right now. You're the playoff. You're in the playoff committee, and you're going to pick four. Who are you putting in?
Top four. Number one, and – it's only because I grew up watching football. I know all about football. Mm-hmm. You're number one until somebody beats you.
Okay.
It's hard for you to win a national championship and you put teams over you. That's sure. I don't care how you win. If you win, you win.
Right.
So Florida State is my number one.
All right.
Number two would be Alabama. Number three would be Oregon. And number four has to be Baylor. You can't put TCU ahead of somebody that they beat.
So I like it.
That's
there
my
you
top
go.
Four.
Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, Baylor in yep. HD's top four.
HD's lobbying for committee position. I can see this coming.
They say style points doesn't matter nowadays, but I don't understand how you could put a one-loss team ahead of a defending national champion that hasn't lost this year.
Totally understand where you're coming from. Let me ask you about Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay's Green Bay. We all understand that. Very talented team.
Yeah.
Offensively got a lot of weapons. Mm-hmm. When you watch guys around the league, do you watch guys like a Jordy Nelson who just and I hate to say come from the shadows because he's been a good player for a long time. It just seems like nationally he's starting to get his recognition here a little bit.
Class of 08 also.
Yeah. What do you mm-hmm. see when you see guys like Nelson or you see teams like Green Bay, regardless of whether you're going to play them or not, what's your first impression? What are you looking at?
Team chemistry. How well they work together, how they know where each other's going to be on every play, and scramble drill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's big.
Yeah. HD, when you play a team like this, and Wes brings up a good point, this is a team that if you looked at it from a receiver core standpoint would mirror you guys a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, as far as talent across the board, yep. different guys that can beat you. Mm-hmm. Do you guys look at it that way? You look at it as a matchup like that where you got a core?
We know the conversation is going to come up this week. But at the same time, man, we got to focus on our game plan and the task at hand. But we got an eye open. I think they did a really good job last week of having their top two receivers guarded by New England's top two corner and then going to the rook. I mean, that shows you that Aaron Rodgers is going to just throw it to what a matchup is.
Well, to me, the element Green Bay's added, you correct me if I'm wrong, is Eddie Lacy.
Oh, man.
And you guys
not
got
just
that.
Any element now. That's
no.
He's a huge, great part of what they do.
Well, and that's what you guys got this weekend.
Yep.
You got that version for mm-hmm. you. Steven Jackson gives you 100 yards on the ground. How important will that be on Monday night?
That'd be huge. And I told a couple of guys after the game, I said, whenever we can start fast and start with our run game, start with our first run play, be that big, it allows us to be flexible. It allows us to do a lot more things in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And it wears down on guys.
Well, it'll be a heck of a show. Weather doesn't bother you, though, does it?
No.
If it didn't bother you last year, it's not going to bother you.
I didn't wear sleeves last year. What was it, -5, -6?
Felt that way.
I didn't wear sleeves last year. It may be only like 20 or 30, but I'm wearing sleeves this year.
Are you?
I think it's only supposed to be about 35.
I don't think I'll make that mistake.
Ice pellets, though. We heard maybe ice pellets.
Like, I played in cold weather in college, but I've never played in the negatives.
That was negative.
It was very negative.
Wind chill was definitely negative last year.
And it started swirling.
Yeah. Yeah. Arch got mad at me because it was snowing in the booth. Because we left the window up.
You got to love that, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to be a part of the game.
Of course.
No question.
Yeah, you got to be part. We have the windows up. You got to be part of the game, right?
Of course.
Give me a key, HD. You just mentioned start fast, be physical. Is that the key to the game? I mean, especially when you start talking about how your defense took the football away this last week, too. What's your key to the game?
Start fast. You always have to start fast. Whenever we start fast, it's always a great outcome. We always do well throughout the football game. No turnovers. We can't have any turnovers. Let me see. Be physical. Have to be very, very physical at the point of attack. Receivers in the blocking game, running backs running the ball, tight ends at the point of attack also. So I think those are the keys we need to work on. And our defense did a great job this weekend. I think having William Moore back setting the tone played a big part in our defense.
HD, thanks, my man.
Nah, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Harry Douglas with us on this week's edition of the Coaches Show. Stay tuned. More Dukes and Bell coming up for Dave Archer, Wes Durham. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. See you Monday night at 6:30 with our pregame from Lambeau Field.